Hi everyone, welcome to Ellie's Coffee Talks, the podcast featuring creative entrepreneurs in the Basel area over the best cups of coffee. Edith's work is all about storytelling using the art of film. She promotes small businesses by making short documentaries guided by authenticity and creativity. I personally find them brilliant and even contacted one of her clients after checking out her work. More on that later if we have time. Edith, would you like to add something about your work and share about how it all started or share anything else you'd like to share?
I love that intro and I want to brand it to my website. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So maybe you can share about how you landed in Basel, because you're originally from Israel.
To Basel I came because of work. I applied for a job in Basel in a corporate communication department as a multimedia manager. And I got accepted and I came to try out this really great opportunity in a new country and a new job.
Yeah. And how did you like it in the first place?
Well, Basel or the job?
Both.
My parents live in Basel, so I know Basel pretty well. I lived in Basel when I was a teenager, but I have been traveling all over the world, so I didn't really live in Basel since I was 17. So coming here later was different. I lived in New York for 8 years. I lived in Tel Aviv for 8 years. And coming to Basel, it was at the beginning a bit of a shock, because it's a different pace, let's just say. I had to get used to a different language.
The politeness.
Different type of people, different culture, different weather. Yeah, so it was quite an adjustment, but I think I adjusted quite fast because I really wanted to come here and try this really great new opportunity. So for me, it was great. I remember saying to people, oh, it's so great that it's raining all the time. And people are looking like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, oh, I'm used to having a sun 9 months a year. Yeah. So,
and you don't like the heat that much.
Exactly.
So
I love winter.
Yeah.
I love snow. Mm. Give me snow every day of the year and I'll be really happy.
Yeah.
So for me, it was a great opportunity to be in a winter wonderland. I also came to Basel in November. So it was, you know, the dark, rainy season. It's not a very sunny season. So it was good. It was a good experience.
Yeah. So then a few years of corporate world.
So I was in this corporate communication department for 3 years. It was not an easy time for me. Adjusting to a new culture is also in a corporate world. It's also a different type of way of talking, of relating to people. The creativity is not very big, so you have to be in the square of what to say and what colors to use and how to interact with people and what not to say. And at some point, after 3 years of that, I had enough of it and I decided to venture on my own and discover what it is to be a freelancer, which I've never been in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in an office at the time, 12 years. So it was quite a change to set out on my own and be my own manager. That was quite a challenge.
And how did it, did you keep your corporate job at 50% or more and did the freelance on the side, or did you quit or the contract ended and you could do the freelance job the whole time, 100% of the time?
Well, I went for the straight out, leave the work and go 100% freelance. So I did not plan anything, which could have been looking back, might have been a mistake, but there are no mistakes.
Everything or nothing.
Yes. So I went all the way to, I quit, and I started the 1st of September 2011. As you can see, I can remember the date very well. I started my freelancing job. And I kept working for corporate as a freelancer, So I kept doing some work for my communication department, but from the outside. Yeah. So it was a bit different because I knew the department, I knew what was going on, but I was now considered an outsider. So it was a bit like...
More freeing or...
Freeing, but also weird. Suddenly I do the work and I can go. I don't have to stay in the office and, you know, do the meetings and all this, you know, corporate stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
So it was freeing for me. So for at least a year, I was still doing that corporate back and forth kind of work. And then as the time went by, their department changed, the management changed. So they, you know, they kind of not forget you, but they take their own people and they just... stopped hiring me, which was fine because I didn't really want to do the corporate work. I wanted to get out of that. So what happened next was I was trying to figure out what other things to do. So I was filming a little bit of events and a little bit of my friends that were doing some work, some art. I was still trying to figure out what I was going to do.
You didn't have this the concept yet.
No. The concept came later in 2014. It did come after I had quite a bad accident. I had a head injury from riding my bicycle. And I had to stay for about almost 8 months, 9 months, trying to recover from this. I had a very bad concussion and all kinds of problems with my eyes, and I couldn't concentrate, and couldn't even listen to anybody, which is weird because I am the best listener. So this was, for me, very hard. One day I met Romana Mozo through a friend of mine, and we were chatting, and she was telling me what she does, and that night I was thinking to myself, wow, maybe I should make a video about her. So I wrote her an email and I told her, I have this amazing, amazing idea. Well, I think it's amazing. Maybe I should make a movie about you, about what you do, and come to your atelier and show how you make your, you know, drawings. Because when I was talking to her, I didn't really understand what she was doing. So I thought maybe make a film about her. Maybe they'll clarify, you know, what she does also for her clients. So I offered her this idea, and at the beginning she was like, no, I've never been in front of a video camera, there's no way I want to do this. And then she's like, you know what, let's try. And I said, yeah, we'll try. If it doesn't work, we chuck it, you know, we throw it to the garbage. So we decided to meet one weekend, and I interviewed her in her atelier. It didn't work out the first round because I made all the mistakes and did that. So then we did it another round, and then we filmed also in a coffee shop that she draws on their windows, Del Mondo. After I edited it and I showed it to her, we were like, hey, this is really good.
It is really good.
And then I was thinking, why don't I focus on this type of work?
Yeah.
Filming short documentaries about people and their businesses and telling their story, telling what they do. You know, not just seeing the picture of, oh, this is what I do, but hear their voice, see their personality, see what they do, and then get to know them. And then that way their clients get to know them, get to know what they do, and maybe that will make them want to come and join.
Well, for me it worked because I watched those videos. I watched them all, I think. And this one, so Romana does hand lettering. And not so long ago I took a workshop with her because, I think it's really good marketing.
Yeah, thank you.
So...
Cool. So
it does work. Yeah,
I heard that a lot from Romana as well. That a lot of her clients came to her from watching the movie.
Yeah,
and this is exactly what I wanted to happen. So for me, that was just, you know, a push to start doing it, go for it, and see what happens. So at the beginning, it was going slow because, you know, people are a little bit self-conscious about, being in front of a video camera. And they're like, oh my God, what are you going to ask me? You're a bit nervous about that kind of stuff. A lot of people realize, and they tell me this, I'm not making it up, they tell me, wow, it made me feel so comfortable. I didn't feel like there was even a camera, you know? And that's what I try to do, to just make it a talk, a discussion. And then make a little story out of it. And then you have a story that you can tell everybody, you know, and it's not like, oh my God, lights, camera, action, I have to be in front of a video camera. It's just me the video, you know, the sound, and just, you know, go for it.
Yes. And what kind of people come or ask for your work?
It's mostly small business owners. I thought of focusing on women business owners for the past 3 years. This is what I have been doing. But then this year I thought to myself, well, maybe I should expand. So I decided to change that a bit. So now I kind of mix it up. But mostly women.
Mostly women.
Get in touch.
And so hand lettering, poetry,
singing. There's also a woman who teaches sports. There is also an ensemble, a trio that sing together. There is a horse photographer.
Mm-hmm. The last one you did,
yes.
No?
Yeah. There's a very big mix of things, people. And that's what's nice about it, because I get to meet so many different people and I get to learn about so many different businesses. And I also realized when I ask questions, people always kind of seem to go through the same thing that I went through with the challenges.
And, yes.
You know, so it also makes me also feel like, okay, we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite, you know, an interesting journey that we are all going through together. So I get it.
That's
so
nice.
Yeah. And I'm also very happy to promote people that I feel connected to what they do. It inspires me.
Yeah.
So this inspires me, and hopefully the videos inspire others. So that's the motto of my work.
That's awesome.
Inspiration.
Yeah. And it does inspire people, I think.
I hope so.
So creativity is a very important component of your work, right? And do you remember when, or has it been in your life, your whole life, this creative component? When did it start? When did you crave this kind of work, or to express yourself in this way? Or
apparently creativity has always been a part of me. I mean, since I was very young as well, always people were saying, oh, you're so creative, you're so creative. It's like, what is that, you know?
Yeah, what is it? Yeah. Oh, we could talk about that for the next hour.
But I never thought I was. I was just, it's just a way of being. I just think differently. I do things sometimes differently. I don't know if it's creativity. When I see other people, I think they're creative. You know, I think everybody is creative. Everybody has their own niche of being creative.
Mm-hmm.
I really think everybody is. And you can be creative in science. You can be creative in, you know, IT. You can be creative in gardening. Everything has creativity in it. So
yes.
I wouldn't say no one is creative. So yeah.
And where do you think it comes from?
My creativity?
Yeah, or creativity for... Oh, yeah, let's start with yours.
Where does my creativity come from?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough question. Outer space?
Yeah, exactly. You didn't read The Big Magic? Or
yes.
Well, let's come to the next question then. What do you do as a self-care practice?
I do think nature is part of my healing. It's part of it's the biggest thing that makes me feel good. And it does help me feel creative, actually.
Mm-hmm.
After I do a walk in the woods or something, I suddenly have an idea and I was like, oh, wow, you know?
Yeah.
It's just fresh air and nature creates this, I don't know, there's something in your head. It just clears the mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a meditation, but it's a nature meditation.
Yeah.
And so yes, this really helps me. It also helped me heal from different accidents that I had in my history.
Mm-hmm.
Always nature, always walking in nature, sitting in nature, listening to the birds, and it's really helped me. Yeah, I need a lot of quiet in order to
find that.
Yeah,
well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many times a week or a day do you spend in nature?
Well, when I'm in town, you know, you have this nature just, you know, across the street. So I walk an hour a day between work, between thinking about things, between writing, sometimes I just need to walk and clear my mind because it's so full of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It drives me sometimes crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So just walking along the Rhine even is really helpful. And on the weekends I go out, you know, nature, like real nature. Like a mountain or, you know, forest. When the weather, you know, of course, permits. This definitely is my self-care. I don't have, yeah, nature is a big deal in my life.
Yeah, thanks. And what does a regular day, if you have something like a regular day in your week?
I have irregular days. I never have a regular day, ever. Every day is different. Every day I have different things to do, different ideas. If I don't work with clients, I work on my website, I work on promoting my looking for clients, meeting people, going for coffee. I try to keep occupied.
Yeah.
My office is at home. Sometimes it's a challenge. I know it's a challenge for many people to work from home because you're like, oh, wow, Netflix, why not? but I try to have a day where, okay, now I'm sitting on the computer, now I'm having the lunch, now I'm meeting a friend, or, you know, I have this daily routine. You got to be careful not to, you know, start, you know, just doing nothing.
Just going for coffee every day, all the time.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, actually, you know, meeting somebody for an hour of coffee can also inspire you for some
definitely.
Ideas.
Yeah.
So why not? Do it.
Yeah.
Get out of the house. I do think that getting out of the house when you work from home is also very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because meeting people, you get very isolated. Working as a freelancer, I think sometimes it's very isolating.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did work a lot in an office, and you know, you have the people around you, and you have the coffee with the team and all that. I do miss that. You know, coming in the morning, people saying, good morning, how was your weekend? You know, not having that, I do miss this.
Mm-hmm.
So constantly meeting up with people, at least every day, I'm telling you, because sometimes it's like, sitting at home, it can get really, can get you low. So, yeah.
And was it hard to create this routine? Or that routine that doesn't really exist, but...
Yes, very hard. It was very hard to reach this routine. As I said, our minds can lead you to cleaning the house.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, and listening to a podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, podcasts are good for your work. As long as it has to do with work, it's okay. Yeah. But... Yeah, it took some time, but I managed to do it.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I have my bad days. I also had a problem where I was working on weekends because the office is at home. And now I try to do, at least when I don't have to, Sundays is definitely off. Do not touch the computer. Do not do anything that has to do with work. Because you got to do a routine.
Yes.
You got to do your daily thing and not to get into it too much because it can... also get you to work too much and then you're exhausted.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You could.
That's what I try to do.
Yeah.
That's my routine.
Cool. The routine in the non-routine.
That's the non-routine. Oh, yeah. The irregular routine.
I like that. Do you have any near future projects?
My near future projects right now, it's January, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Happy New
Happy
Year,
Happy New
everyone.
Year, yes.
So in January, usually for me, this is a very quiet month. And during this quiet month, I search for clients for the year. This is the hard part of every year. You gotta, you know, keep it going. It doesn't stop. The moment you stop, your work stops.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta get up and say, okay, I need to find clients. So I start writing emails and meeting and all this stuff. So this is the time that I try to do the marketing of my work. That's the idea of January. The moment that I'm actually helping another company with their social media.
Yeah.
This is a new job that I have for now. I'm trying to promote them just through social media. It's new for me, it's new for them. It's a learning experience.
Yes.
So that's keeping me occupied as well. I hope that I can find new people that would like to make some stories about themselves this year. Hint, hint.
Anyone? Yes. Anyone?
Come and send me an email.
She's awesome. A quick question about what would you do with more money? In your life or for your business? Whatever you want to answer.
I know for my business, what I would do with more money is that I would perhaps get more help with my work and hire professional people to work with me, videographer, editor, even though my work is really cool, but it's only me, I reached a point where it was too much,
yes.
too much work, and I definitely think that more help would help. Yes, that's part of also a learning experience of being a freelancer. So I definitely would do that if I had more money with the business.
Yeah.
I would do a lot of things with more money with the business. I would also like to be the sponsor of all these videos and not have people, you know, having to pay, because I know it's very expensive for some people to pay this amount of money for a video. And it would be great if there was like some kind of fund.
Yeah.
That I had, and I'd say, hey, I'm a foundation and I can help you promote yourself, and we have a funding. So I think definitely that would be really cool to do.
Cool.
Foundation.
A foundation. Yeah. That's
storytelling.
Dryland Yoga needs that.
Okay, so anybody? funding. Yes.
Any personal thing you want to share about that?
Personal, if I had more money? Let me tell you something.
I'm so excited.
Let me tell you a secret. When you work for a corporate world, let's be honest, you get paid very well. I had money as a single person. I didn't have a family, I didn't have kids, and I got good money. And yeah, I traveled and I went to Galapagos and I went to, you know, Ecuador, and I did all these really cool things, and I swam with, you know, sharks and blah, blah, blah. I had the money. Yeah. I had the money to do it. Was I happy? No.
That's so awesome you shared that.
So I think money is not a... I wouldn't even go for what I'm doing right now if it was about the money.
Because you do what you like, right?
Yeah,
and would you agree that when you create anything, you don't need to consume as much? Mm-hmm. And when you work a ton for somebody else, then you're more likely to go to the shop or eat out or whatever.
Yeah, because you're looking for something to make you happier. And I was always planning my next vacation and always thinking, wow, I should go shopping and buy more things because I have so much money, and I'll buy the new laptop and I'll buy the new phone and I'll buy this. And I don't know, it's nice. Of course, it's fun, it's nice, it's amazing. Money is always good. It's not nice not to have money. But
it's not
there's a limit to it. But with little money, you can still do a lot.
Yeah.
You just consume less, as you said. And think before you buy.
Yeah.
I think you're more conscious about what you buy and what you get and where you go and how much you travel.
What would you do with more time? Business or private or only business?
With more time. Read more books.
Ah, yes.
I'm a bookworm. I love books. I spend a lot of money on books. But if I have more time, I have time.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I need more time. I mean, I have
awesome.
Yeah. I don't feel like I don't have time.
Cool. That's the best.
Yeah.
Best answer ever. Okay, we covered that already a little bit, but what is your absolute favorite thing to do in your time off? Or top three?
Top three favorite things to do on my time off.
Yeah.
Well, as I said, nature, walking on my time off. We basically said the same. I have reading.
Yeah,
so,
reading, nature, and coffee.
Coffee, oh yes, definitely coffee. I love sitting with friends around, you know, having coffee, just talking, just...
Yeah, sharing ideas.
And just, you know, doing nothing. I do like to do nothing sometimes, just drift off.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too... dramatic.
Yeah,
because I think I've been traveling a lot throughout my life. I lived in so many different countries, I did so many things, and at some point I was just like, you know, enough.
Yeah,
you know, let's live it and do stuff that I like and just sit in where you are, you know, just relax and you know, live here, live the moment of where you are and stop running after something or searching for something or, you know, looking for another place to live. That's what I was doing the whole time. So constantly, every 4 years, moving. Either it's, if it's not a country, it's a city. If it's not a city, it's a changing my, you know, work. If it's not work, it's always changing. And for the past, this will be my 10th year here in Basel. And it's a shock. I've never been anywhere in my life, ever. Yeah. Even when I was six, you know, I was going with my parents to places. Never. I don't know what the question was, but I was going to say that the constant of actually staying in one place is quite fulfilling and surprising.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, and myself included, travel to find themselves.
Yeah.
And actually, you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to do it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Fun.
I think, I mean, it was very good that I did it because I wouldn't be on the journey that I am today because I tried so many places and I went so many places. But at some point, it's just like, I got tired.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, enough.
Yeah. Thanks. Do you have any recommendation? Or if you just want to share what you learned on your journey to entrepreneurship. For the newbies, you know, having this dream of doing something on their own, creating something, what's the tips you could give them?
A lot of people that are still in corporate ask me sometimes, you know, how did you do it? How did you just decide to?
What's the steps like?
Being you know, in biology your whole life as a, you know, research, and suddenly switch your life to something completely different. I know a lot of people are not happy in their job, and they ask how to do it. I do recommend not to do it like I did.
Yeah.
Like, okay, let's quit and go, because that's a big...
too much.
No. Yeah. It's
scary.
Yeah. It's dangerous, because it could fail, and then you're like, oh, what did I do? I would do it step by step, first of all. Take a step. First of all, figure out what it is you want to do. And if you do want to do something really bad, maybe do it 50% first and see if it actually works. Because a lot of startups, a lot of freelancers, new businesses, they fail after the first, first 2 years or something. So you got to also realize that you might have an amazing idea, and some people are going to think it's not such so amazing, and then what? So I would suggest to try it first, see if it works, and then if you see that there's people are really thinking as well. I mean, if you work with clients, people think, wow, that's a great idea. Then take the next step and try to slowly, you know, push your way to become a business owner. But I would say step by step, I think, would be a good suggestion, maybe.
Yeah.
It's challenging. I mean, there's lots of ups as well as lots of downs. So you gotta go with the flow.
Be flexible.
Yeah, I mean, it's not amazing like everybody says it is.
Yeah.
Everybody says, it's amazing, I'm free, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? When you have all this freedom, sometimes you don't know what to do with it.
Yes.
So you gotta, you know...
Be disciplined a little
bit. Disciplined. Have a schedule. I am not a schedule kind of person. I don't write a schedule. Oh, Monday I'm going to do this, Tuesday I'm going to... I'm not. But have your own way of scheduling things. And do it, you know, what fits you, what goes with you, your, you know, plans. The most important thing I have to say... is surround yourself with people that are like you and that support you.
Yes.
If you are surrounded by people who are always going to say, you're not going to make it, it's not a good idea, what are you doing, blah, 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 negativity all the time, you are going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Get those people out of your life, sorry to be so harsh, and surround yourself with positive people, people who believe in what you're going to do, people support you. Join a creative meetup group. I have one. Join one.
I love it.
Basel Creatives is waiting for you. Seriously. honestly, the reason I wanted to say that, because I started this meetup about 4 years ago as well, and I did this because I was missing this support group, and I needed people to be surrounded by people who are like me, that are struggling, that, you know what, you can have a coffee with them and say, wow, you know, it's not working, I can't find clients, what should I do, you know, whatever. And not always, you know, go with that face to people saying, oh, it's great, it's wonderful, it's great, amazing, I have so many clients. Because, you know, we all know that sometimes that's not true. But we are faking it just to, you know, sound like we're really making it. Yeah. I admit that I sometimes do that as well. Yeah, so I think that's my biggest
tip. I think you can choose the people you want to do it with, and also how much you want to share about your business, because you also don't walk around town and say, I hate my job. Yeah, but, you know, so that you're, if it's a corporate job, I mean. Mm-hmm. So
I think that's the biggest...
that's a great tip, and it actually works.
It actually works, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, great, thank you. What would you say to your younger self in only two words? If you could write a note to your younger self in only two words, what would those two words be?
Two words. Two words?
Thank you very much for this question.
Or if it's three, it's also okay.
I've got so many things.
Okay, share just what
you
would
say. One of them has to do with what I just said, is be yourself.
Be yourself, yeah.
Because, you know, there's no one like you. So, you know, just be your authentic, be you, because there's so much fake, especially these years, so much blah, blah, it's all fake, all these pictures, as I said, and all this stuff.
And, social media.
Everything's so perfect, it's amazing, but everybody's removing blemishes, and, you know, whatever. Really, be yourself is really important moment for me, because I think that you are special, you are unique, take advantage of it and show it off.
And maybe find what your skills are, what makes you that unique to be able to express yourself and do what you like.
Yes, exactly.
It's also a journey.
Yeah, and I have others, but let's keep it with this.
Okay.
I always also say, go for it, try it.
Because also just do it.
Yeah, just do it, because I didn't want to say the mic.
I know, but I said yesterday, it's the best. Yeah. It's the best slogan ever.
Try it.
Yeah.
Try it. If you don't try, you never know. Yeah. I always say that to myself. You never know if you don't try. You can tell yourself, we have all these thinking, like,
excuses.
Oh, what if I do it and I fail? And then, did you try?
Yeah.
Because you can always go back to what you were. I have a biology degree. I can always find a job. I keep telling that to myself. So try. And at least you tried. So you failed. So who cares? But try.
And I find that the hardest part in the process of starting anything is to just start. And, you know, it's just, for example, writing, it's a common example. It's just to sit down on this chair and start writing on the computer. And then Tim Ferriss says, write 2 crappy pages a day. And it's so true. It works so well when you feel like, oh, I don't know, I have so many other things to do. And no, but as soon as you sit down and you start, the flow is going to come. And maybe it doesn't come and then you do something else, but at least you're creating this habit. That's my thing at the moment, creating habits to be healthier or more efficient at work and all these things.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Excellent.
Yeah, I think before I asked my last question, I think it's the last question. Where can we find you online?
Online, you can find me on social media, Cabrini DocuStory. That's my Instagram account. I'm also on Twitter, but now Twitter, who goes on Twitter? That's Cobrini. I have a website, cobrini.com, and I think that's enough, right? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, websites.
And Meetup.
Cobrini. You should remember that name. Cobrini. Yeah, that's me.
Last question, inspired by the podcast Impact Theory. What's the impact you'd like to have on the world?
Oh my God, boom. That's the last question. Oh my God, I'm sweating. Let's think about that. Impact. Wow.
It's a big word, huh?
On the world. I hope I can impact a few lives around me right now. On the world, I don't know if I've been making an impact. I'm just a little person.
So in your community.
I hope that I can inspire people that have been through tough times or don't like what they do or, you know, are having a hard time figuring out what they want to do with their life to try out something that they really love and try it and see if they can make them, their life maybe more fulfilled. Happier, you know, happiness is, you know, a little bit sometimes overrated, but I don't know, just to make you feel like you're doing something that is important for yourself and for your life. I think that is, I hope that I can inspire others to take a leap and try something and make their life more inspiring.
Yeah, thank you very much, Edith, and I hope this podcast will inspire you. That's a wrap.
Thank you very much. It's been the first time I've been interviewed like this. I loved it. It was very nice.
It was really fun.
And I look forward to hearing from all of you.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.